The views of the following program are solely those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of CFCO or Blackburn Radio.
We have a couple of guests, brand new guests to the show, so welcome. It's great to have you guys here. From Russell Therapy Center, we have Joe, who is a licensed physiotherapist and also the owner, Joe Ruslow. And also we have Tegan Vermeij. Did I say it right?
You did.
Awesome. All right. Big pat on the back. And she's also a licensed physiotherapy there, physiotherapist. You can find them at 375 St. Clair. And our website is russolotherapy.com. That's R-U-S-S-O-L-O, therapy.com. So let's just get started. Can you tell us a little bit about the clinic and what you guys do?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, like I say, we're located at 375 St. Clair, just the corner of St. Clair and McNaughton. Building with a nice colorful windows on them across from, say, Tim Hortons. We have a strong multidisciplinary team of professionals in our clinic. We've got myself and Tegan, who just recently joined us. We're excited to have her with us. We have two kinesiologists working with us, Drake Merritt, Carly Graham. Five registered massage therapists as well are part of our team. Krista Hickman, Dana Otterman, Emily Curry, Rosa DeMartinez, and Don Hoskins. Also coming in from a part-time basis is Dr. Emily Fitzgerald. She's a naturopathic doctor. And Pamela Love, also from the Mississauga area, comes in a couple times a day, a day out of the week. She provides vibration medicine services.
Okay.
And rounding off the team is Dr. Stuart Plotnick. He's a psychologist from the Windsor area. And he comes in and provides psychological counseling to clients that are suffering from chronic pain, post-traumatic stress disorder, and the like.
There you go. So not just a one-trick pony, a one-stop shop, actually.
Pretty much, yes. We pride ourselves in having collaborative team of professionals. The nice thing about it, as you said, Andrew, it's a one-stop shop. When the client, we all are registered healthcare professionals, regulated by our respective colleges. So when a client comes in, we'll evaluate them. We will determine their current status, physical status, and their needs, and that point. Set up an individual or customized program specific to their needs. And again, if we have to utilize the other services, it's nice because we can, in conversation with the client involved, determine is it just do we need therapy and massage, psychological counseling, whatever the needs are. We have all the tools there and the services there able to provide to them. And we like to pride ourselves on having a continuum of care, so we're all on the same page, in conversation with each other, so that we all have one common theme and stream, and with the client's ultimate needs in mind.
Absolutely. And so with, we've talked about, you've got massage therapists, you've got physiotherapists, mm-hmm. you've got all these people from different disciplines. So let's just go right down to the root of it. Maybe people don't know. They've never had an experience with it. Maybe they've never been injured or needed physiotherapy. What is physiotherapy at its core?
At its core, in basic terms, physiotherapy is rehabilitation through the use of physical means, i.e. no drugs, no surgeries. So, We use various methodologies or philosophies and devices, i.e., we an initial assessment. We spend a lot of time with education and awareness.
Okay.
A lot of anxiety is associated with people are in pain, and basically their pain is controlling their lifestyle, their body, their function. So we like to educate them and make them aware of why they hurt. Sometimes that lessens some of the anxiety. That way, by understanding why they hurt, it validates our treatment, any kind of restrictions we may have to provide them, either work-wise or home life, and also justify kind of the exercise or validate some of the exercises that we're going to have them. We have manual therapy, so basically hands-on treatment to help to mobilize, stretch, and move the joints and muscles. Active exercise is a huge component in our program. We have athletic taping. I've been doing that for many, many years. We have we're also happy that we have the pool, the heated pool at the Chatham Retirement Resort. It's heated to 92-93 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's a nice
fantastic
pool.
Right about now.
It does, especially in the winter months. Obviously, it's a lot easier to exercise in water than it is on land, and some people that cannot tolerate land-based exercise, the water seems to be a nice medium to exercise in. I'll speak to that more later. We also use we prescribe and orthotics, make orthotics, and recently with introduction of Tegan to our team, we're excited about that. She's bringing the pelvic health physiotherapy. We think it's a service that is greatly needed in the Champ-Kent area, and she'll speak to that.
Yeah, we'll head on over to that in just a second. I have one more question first for you,
sure.
Joe.
Sure.
People who are listening right now who maybe had no idea what physiotherapy is, they've heard all these services and they go, "Wow, that sounds fantastic. That's something I want to be a part of. Something I want to look into." Do they need a referral to come and see you, or can they just set up an appointment?
They can just set up an appointment. A doctor's referral is not required for physiotherapy.
All right, and so let's get that process started right now. If you're listening and you're already sold, we're going to give you a bunch more information and sell you even more on this concept about why it's so important. But how can they get a hold of you? That number one more time.
You can call us at 519-358-1590 and 519-358-1590.
All right, perfect. So let's switch on over to you, Tegan. You've been very quiet so far. Sorry to make you jump on the microphone here. So pelvic health physiotherapy, I have no idea what that means, and I'm sure that some of our listeners don't either, and that's why we have you here. So if you could just give us a quick introduction, and we'll go into some more depth here.
For sure. So in its simplest terms, pelvic health physiotherapy is the specialized branch of physiotherapy that focuses on the pelvic floor muscles. And in pelvic health physiotherapy, we treat a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. In any given day, I can see a lady and we can work together because she's struggling with incontinence or leakage. And on another day, I might see a new mom who's trying to rebuild her stomach muscles after having a baby. And I also treat men who are struggling with incontinence issues after having prostate surgery. One of the things I really like about my job is just getting to see so many different people at different ages and stages of life.
Absolutely. And having those specific skills to help them, obviously, is another big part of that. Now, I was reading through the package earlier and been talking about pelvic floor muscles. And some of us have a vague idea of what that means. But a lot of us, we know what the pelvis is, but the pelvic floor is sort of an alien concept. So if you could just give us a little bit of information on what they're used for, and then we can move into how we can help them out.
For sure. So some of these muscles, I really think they're some of the most important muscles in our body. They help hold up all of our internal organs, and they play a big role in controlling our bladder and bowel so we don't leak. And these muscles are a huge part of our core muscles. So these are the muscles that support our low back. And that's why there's such a connection between pelvic floor muscle dysfunction and low back pain. A recent study showed that 78% of women with low back pain also have incontinence, and that's a huge connection. So these muscles that support our pelvis are also working together with the muscles that support our low back. So these are really important muscles.
Absolutely. So your concept with pelvic health physiotherapy is to help strengthen these muscles and help us build those up.
Yeah, you bet. So we spend a lot of time working with patients so they can learn how to turn these muscles on. And unfortunately, it's not as easy as just doing a Kegel. There are many reasons why these muscles are much harder to use than the other muscles in our body. It's often hard for people to know when these muscles are working or not, and we don't have the same sensory receptors in these muscles, so it takes a lot of practice to figure out how to work these muscles properly.
And for those of us who aren't familiar, the Kegel itself, it's an alien term to a lot of people. I don't know how much detail you can really go into right now, but maybe just the Coles Notes version.
The Coles Notes version of a Kegel, it's fantastic. So with a Kegel, it's really important. Basically, the Kegel is just when we contract these pelvic floor muscles. But the big thing about a Kegel is it's not enough to just squeeze these muscles, but these muscles actually have to be able to lift up in order to be functional. So when we practice pelvic floor training, it's about not only getting these muscles to come on, but actually getting them to come on and lift up so they can do their jobs properly.
Okay, so it's like you're like a gym almost for that.
It is
for
like
very specific muscles. Interesting. All right, we're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to talk about the connection between pelvic health and November, and also a little bit more about what Ruslow can do. We just have to take a very quick break. It'll be about a minute and a half. So the people who are sitting at home and nervous with anticipation for where this conversation will go next, don't worry. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Families across southwestern Ontario trust Joe Rosolo of Rosolo Physiotherapy and Therapy Clinic. They're patient-focused, making sure you get the best treatment possible. They offer many services and have recently added a few, including pelvic health, women's health, and more. No doctor referrals are needed, and for each new patient they receive for pelvic or women's health, Rosolo will donate $5 to the Cancer Society. Rosolo Physiotherapy and Therapy Clinic, 375 St. Clair Street, Chatham. Visit rosolotherapycenter.com. Families across southwestern Ontario trust Joe Rosolo of Rosolo Physiotherapy and Therapy Clinic. They're patient-focused, making sure you get the best treatment possible. They offer many services and have recently added a few, including pelvic health, women's health, and more. No doctor referrals are needed, and for each new patient they receive for pelvic or women's health, Rosolo will donate $5 to the Cancer Society. Rosolo Physiotherapy and Therapy Clinic, 375 St. Clair Street, Chatham. Visit rosolotherapycenter.com.
The views of the following program are solely those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of CFCO or Blackburn Radio.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts here on CFCO, keeping you company each and every Saturday morning with information for your life. We are sitting here with Joe Rosolo, the owner of Rosolo Physiotherapy, and we've got Tegan Vermeij, who's hanging out with us here too. And we've been talking about pelvic health physiotherapy. Fascinating topic for those of us that don't really know anything about it. I've also heard that November's a big month for pelvic health. So maybe if you just want to touch on that and why it's important.
For sure. It is a big month. So November is Incontinence Awareness Month. And incontinence is a huge problem, and it's affecting over 3.3 million Canadians right now. So that's 1 in 4 middle-aged and older, 1 in 2 pregnant women, and 1 in 7 men aged 60 years and older. Yeah, so it's affecting a lot of people. In 2007, the Canadian Continence Foundation estimates that the economic burden of incontinence is equal to about $1 billion in direct costs and another $1.6 billion in indirect costs. Wow. But more alarming is really the social consequences of incontinence. So these social consequences include decreased self-esteem, decreased physical activity, decreased social involvement, and decreased sexual activity. The incidence of depression is doubled. One of the biggest problems with incontinence is that many people never talk to their doctor about it, secondary to feelings of shame or embarrassment, or the idea that it's just normal. It's a normal part of getting older, or it's a normal part after having a baby. But incontinence is common, but it's certainly not normal, and it can be effectively treated with pelvic health physio.
Well, that's good to hear that there is a solution out there, maybe for people who've had some struggles themselves and are just too shy to come forward or are trying to work through it on their own terms. They certainly have nothing to worry about.
Right, for sure. It's really, really common.
So how does what you do help them to train these muscles to really get over these issues?
Well, that's the part that most people don't really know about. So with pelvic health physiotherapy, we can actually use internal techniques, both vaginally and rectally, to help assess and train these muscles.
Okay, so I imagine that's a surprise for a lot of people when they come in that, doing an exercise can actually help. We talk so much about medicating and about using things to suppress all of that, and there's actually some physical things we could be doing.
And very more conservative measures. So when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense that we can actually treat these muscles. And it's just like any other joint in the body. So if I were to treat a shoulder or an ankle, I need to really see the muscles around it to know what's going on. And it's the same thing with the pelvic floor. So we have to know whether these muscles are working properly. And the best way to do this is through an internal exam. In the healthcare field, many professionals, including physios, we don't really know how to do Kegels properly themselves. Or we just give people handouts or instructions and just kind of tell them to go off and do their own thing. But research has shown that verbal instructions or written handouts just don't result in adequate training of these muscles. And so in response to this research, actually the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada recommends that for the proper contraction of pelvic floor muscles, this should be confirmed either by an internal vaginal examination or by biofeedback.
Absolutely. I mean, we hear it's almost like a gym in that way that, you can look online and say, here's how I do all of these exercises. Like, I'm going to go make myself healthy. But until you have someone to help coach you through that process who really knows what the action and reaction is, you're really not going to get anywhere on your own. Right. So with pelvic health physiotherapy, can all physiotherapists provide this, or do you have to go beyond and have some special training to do that?
Yeah, so unfortunately not all physiotherapists can provide pelvic health physio. It does take extra training to be able to perform the internal exams, and it's actually a controlled act under healthcare legislation. So in order to practice pelvic health physiotherapy, a therapist has to complete postgraduate training and be rostered with the College of Physiotherapists of Ontario. Currently, there are only about 256 physios in Ontario who can practice pelvic health. And that's not a lot. It's only about one therapist for every 50,000 people.
Wow.
But the good news is that it's really a growing field, and I think this number will increase over the next few years as more people learn about this option.
Absolutely.
So it's funny, although like Canada, we think it has kind of an advanced healthcare system, we're actually like really behind some other countries.
Interesting.
So like in France, once you've had a baby, a pelvic health physio can actually come to your house and help to teach you how to do these muscles right in your own home. So it'd be nice to see that eventually here.
Well, hopefully we're moving our way up. But at least, I mean, the shining light in all of this is that people can come and see you and you can help them out. It's not like there's this void of assistance available for them. So what role does pelvic health physiotherapy play in pregnancy itself?
Gotcha. Well, in pregnancy, it's a great time to be learning about your pelvic floor. So pelvic health physio plays an important role in the prenatal care. It's a great time to learn how to do an effective Kegel. And being able to do a Kegel can help prevent incontinence, prolapse, and pain after having your baby. We also teach ways to reduce the injury to the pelvic floor during labor and delivery. And we work a lot with women who are experiencing low back pain and pain related to their pregnancy. Pelvic health physio also plays a huge role in postpartum care. The statistics around having a baby are sometimes pretty scary. So about half of all childbearing women, so about 50% of all women who have had a baby, are going to experience some kind of pelvic dysfunction. And this can include things like incontinence or leakage, prolapse, sexual dysfunction, like having pain with intercourse, and just having pelvic pain. And pelvic health physio works to successfully address all these concerns.
Excellent. And so hopefully people who are listening right now, maybe they've had some issues with this or they know somebody who has. They're obviously common things that are happening, but luckily we do have some people who can help. Now, what about men? Do you treat men with pelvic health physiotherapy?
Absolutely. So when it comes to men, prostate cancer is the most common form of cancer for Canadian men. And the treatment options for prostate cancer are improving all the time. But some of the side effects are pretty significant. So incontinence, especially after prostate removal, is pretty common, especially in the early stages. One in two men will report leakage 3 months after having their prostate surgery, and up to one in five men still have leakage after 1 year after having their surgery. Pelvic health physio helps to train the male pelvic floor muscles, pre- and postoperatively, to help prevent and treat incontinence. And this was recognized by the Canadian Urological Association as they recognize pelvic floor muscle training as part of the first line conservative and preventative management of post-prostatectomy urinary incontinence.
It's a mouthful, eh?
It is a mouthful. So November is a really special month. Not only was it Incontinence Awareness Month, but it's also Movember, a month dedicated to helping raise awareness about men's health issues.
Oh, excellent.
And in honor of men's pelvic health, Andrew, the challenges are faced with prostate cancer, Rosolo Physiotherapy is happy to donate $5 for every new pelvic health assessment in November, just to add to the Movember campaign and the Cancer Society.
Absolutely. So maybe it's not enough to just go out and grow yourself a mustache or lazily not shave your mustache if you're looking at it that way. But also just head on into Russell Physiotherapy. Get a pelvic health assessment. There's no risk involved for you. And you can obviously help improve your own health and help raise some money for an important cause. So are there we got to keep moving here. We got a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask about some other challenges for men's pelvic health other than the post prostatectomy.
Oh, good one. Well done.
I'm learning. Moving up fast.
That's great. So another big issue for men is this chronic pelvic pain syndrome. So this syndrome affects 90 million men worldwide. And these men experience pain in their low back or their pelvis regions. And they may also experience painful and frequent urination. These symptoms can be linked to having a tight pelvic floor or tight, short muscles. And pelvic health physio can help to restore function to these short, tight muscles in both men and women.
And so we're saying that sometimes these muscles are really tight and sometimes they're really weak. How do you find that middle ground between the two?
That's right. It takes a lot of working on the balance. So when the tissues are too tight, it can lead into problems like what we talked about, that overactive bladder syndrome, where you feel like you're not going to make it to the bathroom in time, or you're just going really often, even if you just have a little amount. So when these muscles are tight, We kind of have to work on lengthening them out again. And pelvic floor physiotherapy can do that in a bunch of different ways. We can do manual therapy to help release these tight tissues. We can use acupuncture, and we can use specific exercises to help lengthen out these tissues. And once we kind of get them back to their normal length, we help re-strengthen them so they can go back to doing their important job.
Perfect. Well, hopefully people have taken this information and will feel unashamed or very comfortable giving you a call. You obviously know what you're talking about, so they can give you a call at Russolo and talk about their pelvic floor muscles or just anything else that is happening. They don't need a referral to call. They can just give you a call and set up an exam, raise some money for a good cause as well.
For sure.
Now, we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to talk a little bit about some of the other services that you guys provide.
Well, we provide... We have, like I said earlier, we have the we use the pool at the Channel Retirement Resort. It's a heated pool. Like I said before, heated to 92 to 93 degrees. So it's a nice medium to be able to provide exercise. Obviously, we can't get rid of weight of our body. We can't get rid of gravity. So oftentimes some people have difficulty performing land-based exercise. The water is a nice medium because you have greater freedom of movement, less pressure on your compressive joint, less compression on your back, your weight-bearing joints, and you're basically just the relaxation, the warmth, the increased circulation, increased mobility. So exercise in the water is quite happy to be able to provide that service to those people that are having difficulty moving and need a more buoyant environment to move in. We also provide we also do custom orthotics. Philosophy behind that is the ankle bone connecting the knee bone connecting to the hip bone. So your foundation, your base, your feet are your foundation, and if they're not level, plumb, or straight or stable, unfortunately that has an ill effect up the pike, up towards the knees and the hips. So we'll do a evaluation of your gait analysis and determine if orthotics are necessary to help with your movement of your lower extremity and back and such.
Absolutely, and unfortunately I've had experience with both of those things, but they do make a world of difference in your comfort level. So if you're questioning it, if the question's even popped in your mind, give them a call at Russolo, and they can help figure out what the right solution is for you. Thanks both of you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure talking to people who are interested in actually promoting people's health instead of delaying it. So hopefully people are listening, they're interested, they can book an appointment, both physiotherapy, pelvic health, massage therapy. There's all sorts of things that they offer. And if you book in November 2013, I'm seeing here, they'll donate $5 for every new patient to the Cancer Society to support Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is fantastic.
Well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks so much for having us on online here, and we look forward to assisting you with the physiotherapy needs.